How much time in a week do you spend reading for pleasure? A few minutes? Several hours? None at all? Don't feel bad if, like for the majority of students, it isn't much. Students already have a mountain's worth of readings that they have to get through every single week just in order to keep up. And after all, those are the readings that will actually make you smarter, aren't they? Books are important to our culture, and we esteem them in strange, special ways. Today on the show, we're diving into that a little bit. Hello, Laurier. This is the Chordcast. Thanks for tuning into this week's episode of the Chordcast. We've got a bit of a slow week and a bit of a slow month, so this week's episode is going to be a little bit shorter and a little bit different. But make sure you take a look at our latest issue. It should be on stands now as you're listening to this, and the content is, of course, also available online at thechord.ca. There's a lot of great stuff in there to take a look at. For example, our editorial board had a discussion about the funding of Laurier Lifelink, which is a pro-life student group. That discussion should appear on our unsigns page, so that's in the editorial section, and that'll definitely be worth checking out. Other than that, there is, as always, a great variety of content. There's going to be a Chord Picks Halloween Memories in the Arts and Life section, and I took a look at the value that we place on books in the Features section. That's where we're going to take you right now. For the purposes of that article, I spoke with Mandy Brouse, one of the co-owners of Wordsworth Books in downtown Waterloo. She had quite a bit to say about the values that we place on reading, as well as some of the very real benefits of reading. We're going to run some of that interview next, and so I just wanted to say thanks for listening.
Shelf Life is a series of workshops that is on the topic of creative bibliotherapy, which is something that has only been active in and around Toronto and the UK, and it's something that I'm hoping to bring more into Waterloo. And it's essentially using books and readings from books in a way that facilitates kind of a group therapy situation, but involving fiction and nonfiction. So it touches upon a lot of the existential feelings that many people have. So it kind of talks about the universalizing feelings of, say, grief or fear, anxiety, stuff we've all experienced at one point in our lives. And it's workshops that it's based on curated reading lists from on a certain topic. So this particular one series that we're in right now is on the topic of fear and the resiliency that can come about when we have experiences of fear in our lives and the tools that we can use. And the tools coming from books, fiction, essays, nonfiction, poetry, that kind of thing, and what authors have to teach us about that, but also what each of us has to tell each other about those topics and, you know, how fear has impacted our individual lives and how that might be universalized in a group therapy situation.
That was, of course, Mandy Brouse speaking about a new valuable use of books for better health. These Shelf Life events have been held at the Delton Glebb Counseling Center in Waterloo. Our conversation also touched on intelligence in fiction, as well as her history with the store.
Yeah, we didn't. Dave and I were long-term employees of Wordsworth Books, and the original owners were Chuck Arion and Tricia Siemens, and they started Wordsworth Books, I think, 1984 in Waterloo. So we worked for them for quite a few years, and then they wanted to retire, and they didn't want to close the bookstore down, so Dave and I bought it from them, going on 7 years now. So that's a bit of my story. Before that, I was working at KW Bookstore in Kitchener, actually, and so was Dave. We've got a lot of book selling in our past.
Right, and so, I mean, what kind of books do you personally think are the most important?
That's a hard question. I think the most important books are the ones that are the exact right books to put in people's hands from what they need at the time. My personal interest in reading runs the gamut from all over the place. I read everything, but my particular interest focuses more on nonfiction than fiction. But I think, I don't know, that's a hard one.
So do you think that reading nonfiction is more valuable than reading fiction?
No, I don't. I think that reading itself is the extreme value, not to make it, I don't know, too emotionally based as a response. It's a bit of a hard thing to answer. It's almost like asking who your favorite child is.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So then why do you think that people assume that reading makes us intelligent?
I guess there's many different types of intelligence, and there's definitely a lot of academic studies that have been done on reading and the benefits of reading, ranging anywhere from your traditional IQ testing to emotional intelligence and what that means. So we do have academic studies that back that those claims up. But I also think that from my own experience reading books growing up and with my own academic background, I feel that reading is probably one of the bigger reasons of why I am the person I am today. I don't think I can put too fine a point on saying that I think reading is probably one of the most important activities I have in my life.
Mm-hmm. If a person came into the store today and asks you or tells you that they want to become smarter from reading a book of fiction, what book would you recommend to them?
From reading a book of fiction?
From reading fiction, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just smarter in
and
general.
And they want to be smarter in general. I'm gonna go a little off the cuff and say there's a book by Alain de Botton, and it's a fictional book by him, and it's amazing. It follows. So Alain de Botton is he is a philosopher, but he has gone into the foray of fiction here. And what it is, it's a story that is fictionalized about a couple going through a breakup and trying to understand their marriage, but very practical. Like a lot of people would recognize a lot of aspects of themselves. And then the narrator himself breaks in with some of these philosophical reflections on the nature of love and relationships, but not in this pristine, objective, standoffish kind of way, but in a real way with real insight. And so I thought it was a really good book. At the time, it was The Course of Love. So C-O-U-R-S-E, The Course of Love.
Just to reiterate, the book Bruce was speaking about is called The Course of Love. And it was written by Alain de Botton. That's spelled, because I had to look this up, A-L-A-I-N-D-E-B-O-T-T-O-N. I always like to close the program with something good. Of course, because we didn't have a panel today, we don't really have anyone here to tell us about any great experiences from this past week. Regardless, I hope everyone listening has made some memories this week. I hope your Halloweens were safe and fun. If anyone listening has anything good from the last week that they'd like to remember, it could be something you saw, something you did, something you experienced, feel free to shoot me an email at features@thecord.ca and we'll read it out on a future show. In the meanwhile, I'd like to say thanks to all the staff and volunteers at WLUCIP and The Cord for making this program possible. As always, our music was provided by Steve Dave for Life.